Good morning, Rishim Chayodim. Klal Mem Aleph, Simon Dalet, and the Chayodim discusses the cases of Mizonos, and he says the following. Ochel Minim Mizonos Kagan Lekach. He eats Mizinim Mizonos like cake, Merkikim, wafers, Levivis, or Daiso, pasta, or dice, some type of a oatmeal or something of that sort. So a person eats these items before the meal, and he has no intention to continue to eat of the same sort during the meal, or it's going to be a long gap between now and the meal. So the Chayyadim is very clear that in that situation, a person has to say a bracha achrona. So, example, which you mentioned, persons is by Kiddush Shabbos morning, and they're coming for a bar mitzvah, and nowadays it's common in many places that they have the Kiddush, and then they have some type of interruption, they have the drushas, and then they have the suda. So there's no doubt that in that situation, there's a clear interruption between the Kiddush and the Suda, so that you need to say Bracha Achrona. Many times, the main purpose of that is to give the caterer time to change the haul over from the Kiddush to the Suda, but there's clearly going to be a time lapse in between. So the benching is going to be much later on. So even though I plan to have some more of the same during the meal, so it's no connection. Or I have no intention to have any of these items during the meal. So there's no connection between the chila, which I have right now, and the chila of the suda. So the lach is, you say a bracha achrona. Now, vim lo birach achibirach birach zemazon, the person forgot to say a bracha achrona, and it's ready time for benching. So, as opposed to brain of shows, you cannot be moitzi a brain of shows with benching. And the only way you can include brain of shows, foods, in benching is through this idea of making it clearly connected to the surah. So Chayyadim says there's a whole new thought process over here. Even if these mezonos has no shaykhis to the meal, but maybe I can bench on mezonos foods. So we're going to see later on that if a person would, instead of saying alamichya, bench instead, since the language of alamichya and the language of benching are very similar, and all alamichya is really just a birchas me'ein shalosh. It's a bracha which is a abridged version of the language of benching. So if a person will decide to say the unabridged version of the full benching as opposed to saying alamichya, he's yotze. So b'di'avad, he's yotze. Now, b'di'avad means that if he already benched, so he can't tell him to go now and say alamichya, benching is moitziyat. Now, the Chayyadim doesn't say that the chadchila he should use benching for that purpose, so he will discuss that shortly. He's saying a case where a person ate some mezonos before the meal, has no intention to eat any of that mezonos during the meal, and he did not eat such mezonos during the meal. He forgot to say alamichya. He benched and says, "Oy vey, I never said alamichya." Well, now what he's saying, that b'di'avad, the benching will cover the mezonos that he was the alamichya that he was mechuyev to say. Now, the next case is where there's not a big hefsek, and he plans to eat of these foods during the meal. So according to the way the Chayyadim was saying, that even though these items during the meal do not need a bracha rishana, so we mentioned already that we have to differentiate. Some of them do and some of them don't. Cake, which is eaten in the tainug, would require a bracha rishana during the meal. If a person eats a kugel, which is a sweet kugel, but he's eating it as part of the meal for mazon purposes, that would not require a bracha rishon, I'm sorry, because that is part of the meal. But if he's going to be eating cake at the end of the meal for the tainug, not lisboya, so that would require a bracha rishona. Persons eating pasta, these type of things, they will never need a bracha rishona. So, but even in cases which do not need a bracha rishona, the chayotim said before, if a person plans to eat it during the meal, we look at the achila beforehand and the achila of the meal as one long extension. And then you can use benching for that purpose. The Chayyadim did discourage you, said this idea is questionable, and therefore a person really preferably should not eat a shear before the meal. But what about regards to Mazonis? Maybe by Mazonis we can be more makel and allow him to have a shear before the meal, because we can be confident that we have a right to use the benching for that purpose, because we said in general benching really patters. So the Chayyadim is going to introduce that idea, and then we're going to see whether based on the Mishnah Berurah and others who disagree with the Chayyadim, whether we accept that Lamaisa. So we'll do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.